California has the Terminator, but we've got the Automator. Hi, I'm Leo Laporte. Welcome to another exciting episode of Mac Break with Sal Segoyan, the king of AppleScript from Apple Computer.
Thanks for having me back, Leo.
I love these Automator things. It really shows you, I mean, these are little bits of pieces of things you can do, but it just shows you how much power there is in this desktop. It's just mind-blowing, really.
There's so much in macOS 10 that you can take advantage of. It's just almost impossible to know all the things.
It's very deep.
And Automator covers the gamut of just about everything you can do on your computer. And we all do these little things over and over and over again. And why not? Why not automate them? Why not make them an easy thing that you don't have to think about?
Well, now, it's not just things you want to do over and over again. It might be things that you couldn't do otherwise, but really simplify them. For instance, Father's Day is coming up. And we got a great idea for you for a last-minute Father's Day gift.
This is true. I got this idea from Jim Hyde, and it's really a clever one, of creating a life poster. A 20 by 30 inch poster that you can have printed on the iPhoto store that contains all these little small thumbnails of images from your iPhoto collection.
This is good for grads, dads, and weddings.
And weddings particularly. You rearrange your photos so it's at the beginning and to the end, and it becomes all one poster that you can have shipped to somebody and given as a gift.
Let's see how you do it. If you had to do it in Photoshop, it'd take a while of laying this stuff out.
It'd be pretty painful. Yeah. So I have an album here of a bunch of different images, you know, with kids and the baseball team things, the kind of images that dads want to see on the wall over and over to let them know why they're there working to begin with.
That's right.
So I'm just going to select the images in this album here, and then I'm going to open up Automator, and let's create a workflow that will take those images and then turn them into this life poster.
Now, it's interesting because I watched Sal think about how to do this, and you think in Automator because you were saying, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this, and you thought it all out ahead of time. It's amazing to watch you do this.
Well, we all actually program just by living our computer lives anyway.
Right.
When you do a task on the computer, it's usually just a series
of
steps that you don't intuitively think about.
Right.
But if you stop for a second and break them down into, well, what is it that I do, then you can usually find an action that corresponds to each part of that step, and then you just link the actions together.
So that's what you were doing. You were walking through the process, and then you're thinking, okay, I need that, need that, need that.
Right.
Oh, that's neat. Show us what comes.
So I'm using a couple actions here that I've gotten from automator.us, which is a great site. Go to the downloads page, and you'll see that pretty close to the top, there's this action called create thumbnail poster. And just download that and run the installer, and it will install into...
So this is an AppleScript that really is doing the bulk of the work here.
Yes, it's a combination of AppleScript and some of the other languages, too.
Okay.
It's multi-language.
It's a big deal. Okay.
Yeah, but it's easy for you.
All right.
So the first
thing... Did you write this one, or who wrote this?
Actually, I had something to write it, and John Nagy from Apple wrote part of the code as well. So the first thing we're going to do is get the selected iPhoto items, right?
Okay.
Because I just selected all the photos.
Right.
Then the next step is I want to create this thumbnail poster, and we're going to create it as a PDF file.
Okay.
Now, when you're dealing with a lot of images, having them as a combined PDF is a great way because we're going to have to send this to a company to have it printed or take it to a service bureau.
Right.
So PDF is really good for that. And you'll see that there's an action now called create thumbnail poster.
Now, that's the one we downloaded.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you can choose to have your thumbnails appear in a variety of ways. You can make them square, horizontal, or vertical. So if most of your shots are horizontal, then that would be good. If most of your shots are vertical, then use that. Otherwise, use square. And the action will try to center each photo anyway inside of whatever frame you pick.
Okay.
And let's put this right on the desktop. Now, once it's created this file, it's going to take all of those images and put them into one PDF. I want to re-render that as a single image at a certain resolution. And there's an action that comes with macOS 10 Automator. It's called Render PDF Pages as Images. And I'm just going to leave it as a JPEG resolution, 200 dots per inch, that's fine. And then I'm going to import that back into iPhoto and just put it in the library and have it delete the source image when it's done.
You wouldn't have to do that. In this case, we're going to use the iPhoto service, printing service, so it's good to put
or
it back
you could
in
just,
iPhoto.
You know, take the PDF file to a service bureau if you want to do that, too.
Okay.
But, I mean, Apple's service really does make it
quite nice
easy, and they can ship copies to whoever you want. So you just go down your Christmas list or your Father's Day list or your mom list or whatever and have it sent, and you're always on time and you're the good son.
I could use
So here's our workflow. Get the pictures that we have selected, create this poster, then render that big PDF file down to a single image, and then add that back into iPhoto, and we'll just select Run. So it's already gotten the iPhoto items, and you can see here on the workflow that it's going to create the thumbnail poster. Now it's launching a process called Make PDF that's built into macOS 10.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's neat.
macOS 10 has a very powerful PDF architecture.
I love that, though. You can make PDFs from anything by printing to a PDF.
Oh, yeah.
It really is handy.
From any application dialog, you can do that. And there's also an application that's built into image capture, and it's called Make PDF. And if you ever have looked at the options that you have available in the image capture application, you'll see that making a PDF or printing images to PDF is one of them. Well, this action just ties into that capture architecture that's already there.
Is that a core service then? It must
be.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, it's part of the PDF kit that's part of macOS 10. So this takes a little bit
because it's
dealing with 72 different images and bringing up an error.
Oh, nuts.
Well, let's see. The end result we get is, okay, now it's rendering.
So even though we got an error,
it did it anyway.
All right.
Never mind that error.
AppleScript is very resilient.
It totally is. Yeah. That's what we like about
it. So this is probably a fairly large file.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So there
it
is.
Look at this. Wait a minute. We got it.
It brought it back into iPhoto for us. And you can't exactly see the whole thing. So I'm going to open it up here in preview so you can see the entire image. Here is the iLife poster.
And this is going to be almost 3 feet by 2 feet.
It's 20 by 30.
Wow.
Which is a
huge
poster size you can order. And if we go view by actual size, you can get an idea of the particular thumbnails here. And you can see, you know, that they are very big. And once you put that on the wall, you'll be looking at it all day long.
I love it.
So a quick and easy way to make a nice gift for Dad.
Kids, I hope you're watching. Sal Segoyan is the man of AppleScript at Apple Computer, and we're glad to have him as a regular on MacBreak.
Thank you.
We're glad you're a regular on MacBreak. Please come back soon. We'll see you in a bit. I'm Leo Laporte.